In Iraq, the U.S. troops, 130,000 of them, may face daily attacks. They also certainly have to deal with heat and dust and uncertainty over how long they'll be there. Stars and Stripes is a military paper that got its start during the Civil War. It has just finished surveying soldiers on how they really feel about their tours of duty. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand spoke to Doug Clausen, the managing editor of the paper.
Doug Clausen, you surveyed around 1,800 servicemen and women in Iraq. What were some of the questions you asked?
The subject matter was basically the morale of the troops. And the morale question, it was asked two ways. One was, how do you rate your unit's morale? And how do you rate your individual morale? If a troop was asked, how do you rate your personal morale? The reserve responses were 48% said low or very low. The Army was about a third. It was 33% rated their morale low or very low. And now here we go to the Marines. 14% rated their morale as low or very low. And in the Air Force, again, very few were asked in the Air Force, but to be fair, 8% rated their morale as low or very low. You know, really fairly startling differences between the Army and reserves versus Marines and Air Force, and there are far more reserves and Army on the ground in Iraq right now.
Mm. Of course, far more seriously, almost every day you hear of a couple of servicemen or women being killed in Iraq. That's got to be at the top of their list of concerns.
You know, not really. I think that they understand that's what they're there for, and unfortunately, this is the residue of war. But again, what they seem not to be able to understand is why there isn't relief coming in the form of rotation of troops. Why is it so darn hard to figure out mail delivery routes? Why is it that one commander will say, we're going to have you out in a week, and yet another commander will say the same day it will be a month? You know, they just want the bare amenities to be taken care of, and unfortunately, they can understand that death is a part of war.
And what about something more intangible, a sense of purpose? Do they still feel that they have a strong sense of purpose with the mission that they have there?
Yeah, that's a great question. And in fact, I'm rifling through our results right now. And the reservists, again, the 22% came out and said not clear at all. It was not clearly defined. 17%, on the other hand, said very clear, whereas 18% of the Army said it was very clear. And then bouncing back yet again, 37% of the Marines said it was very clear. So it's kind of all over the place. Looking at it, to editorialize briefly, you would think the numbers may be a little higher than that. But again, I just think that there is a communication problem to some degree on the ground in Iraq. It sure seems like it.
On the ground or from Washington to the ground?
Well, there you go. I'd say both would probably be the best answer to that.
And you also asked questions about whether a serviceman or woman would sign up again. And what did you find there?
That's right. And the recruiters, it looks like, are going to need to get busy to me. Their job is going to be tough. The question posed was, how likely is it that you will stay in the military after your hitch is up? And 36% of the reservists, this is shocking again, 36 said very unlikely that they'll stay in any kind of form. And 19% said not likely. So again, it's about half are indicating they've probably had about enough after this thing's over. The Marines, interestingly, 49% of the Marines said not likely or very unlikely, which is, again, that's very surprising because they indicated that their morale was pretty good, conditions were pretty good, and they were putting up with it. But half of them say they probably won't re-up. In the Army, 49%, same as the Marines, as this thing tracks, have said that they're not likely or very unlikely to stay in. Interesting. I think the anomaly there is the Marines. That's sort of a surprising number.
Well, Doug Clausen, thank you very much.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand with Doug Clausen. He's managing editor of Stars and Stripes, a newspaper that serves the military overseas. Stars and Stripes is going to publish a week-long series on its poll beginning October 15th.